And hello, welcome to the Soul Raver show number something above 10.
18.
I can't
believe.
18?
Yes.
Jeez. Gosh, people haven't been tired of us yet. It's amazing. So, yeah, it's just me and Satan today. Satan, for the first time in quite some time. Remind people what you sound like.
I sound like this.
Excellent. Excellent. Okay, so we're going to be doing the show for you today. SBF couldn't join us for reasons best known to him, and Biscuit's sound card completely blew up. If it isn't one thing, it's another, isn't it?
It is.
Jeez. Okay, first his headset, and now this. Poor guy. Okay, so, how have you been doing today, Mr. Coder?
Good. I haven't actually coded anything. I had class and then I slept. But I might do something soon tonight. Ish.
Yeah, Satanists have been doing a remarkable amount of work of late. Probably thanks to the fact of Biscuit's tag team coding work that they've been doing. It's amazing just how quickly things are going. I mean, we've got Choice Adventures in there now, we've got the Wonders of the new stat system, which Satan is refusing to key me in on, so I have to just guess how it works.
It's a secret even to the devs.
It's a secret even to the devs, which is probably not the best policy, since we're the ones writing contact based on the secrets. I'm sure something will work out. So yeah, we made a thread recently asking for people to give us some information about how the classes play now. What was the feedback that you've been receiving? I'm sure a lot of people have just been telling you rather than writing on the forums.
Right. Most people have been saying that, as I've been moving, tweaking stuff in the battle, that the enemies needed more HP and they needed to do less damage. But overall, the classes pretty much worked out the way we wanted it to. The jocks, the frats, and the goths were really good at attacking, and the rest of the classes weren't. So
excellent. Class differentiation at its finest. We're going to have to be adding in some... We're going to have to add in some spells in there at some point to see how they fare.
Correct.
I think that spells are going to be... Am I right in thinking that spell damage will increase as you level up a certain stat?
Yes, it will. It'll the damage calculation will probably be a good bit different from the regular damage calculation.
Yeah.
So.
Well, obviously, it has to be based on a completely different stat, I'm hoping.
Correct.
And I'm guessing you'll be able to do something with ranged weapons like we planned, right?
Right. Ranged weapons...
Well, don't say too much. You need to give something for the spades to do.
Right, we'll put it in. That's all I'm going to say.
Excellent. See, this is pretty much how a general conversation goes. I usually say something and Satan says, yeah, we can do it, or nope, we can't do that. Or we can't do that yet. And basically we just kind of key in until we both say we can do it. Unless it's content, then it's a huge argument because of things that I'd rather not go into because they're all secret. So anyway, we have actually got a couple of questions to go through. Much more than I was expecting. I thought the show would get less popular as we continued, starting to run out of steam. But no, we're actually doing well. I said we skip the questions and just have a celebration right now. Nah, that wouldn't be fun. Okay, so shall we begin?
Yep.
Okay, so... Fairy says, temporarily censored, bathwatered by the demi-spoilers. Can I still ask if there's a justifiable excuse for why the game forces you to relive college multiple times over? And why you can be a different gender player each time? No need for specifics, but does the endless loop sense is what I'm asking, I guess. Right, that's for the reset thing I put in for the spades. There is no narrative for that, because that's not going to be in the full game. But if you really want a narrative, okay, inventing a narrative. You wake up, and you dreamt you were whatever class and gender you happen to be. And your new gender and class is what you currently actually are. And you can have dreams inside dreams inside dreams. Happy now?
But I think she was referring to the final form of the reset.
Oh, the final?
Right.
Oh, the actual reset.
Yes.
Oh, well, we had a reason. The reason is it's... Well, I won't say it for you right now in front of all these people, but the reset is basically just that, a reset in time.
But there is some logic to the narrative. It's not like reset because we can reset, basically.
Yeah, I guess. It would have made more sense if you did it my way, but you so much wanted to have the ability to change clique and gender into it, so we're just going to have to think of a way once we do it there, won't we?
You go back and you change some things to make you not what you are right now.
Yeah, that would be how it is in the huge thing with the midway. You know, it would be a lot easier to explain without using cryptic clues. So I'll talk to you about it. How about after the show? Sound good?
Right.
Okay, so, yeah. If you're wondering about for the temporary one for Alpha, you wake up, and it was all a dream. So, next is... No, will time travel involve anachronistic elements, like you take back a medieval torch to some stone age to help humans discover fire? Become your own grand... Oh, right, the grandfather paradox. I don't think we've got any grandfather paradoxes in here. I think we're working on the theory that of multiple timelines, like, you know, when you go back in time, changing dimension type thing. Have you heard of that theory?
Most likely she has.
Okay, I mean, have you?
I have.
Okay.
We may put in, like, an occasional joke that we just can't resist based on something like that, like a Futurama reference, but, mostly we're trying to keep it, prevent paradoxes, you can't...
We're trying to keep it plausible.
Right.
That's the general thing. In fact, these other devsters have shouted at me for kind of suggesting ideas such as introducing things from the future into the past. Like, I suggested the idea, like, hey, there's this guy, and you want to give him something from the future in trade of something from the from their present. So, and I said, hey, why not give him something like, I don't know, a 90s record? And these guys just said, no! Never! You cannot give things from the future back to the past! It's just wrong! And I'm still not entirely sure why they're so against that. Why exactly are you so against that?
I don't know, it just kind of seems like wouldn't they realize this when it got like 20 years in the future? I don't know. It's like you kind of ruin your cover there.
You're killing people, fighting people in the past, and you can't introduce things from the present.
Not in the storyline.
I suppose, yeah. This is one of the content arguments we've been having. One of the many. Once beta is out, we'll be able to tell you exactly where we've been arguing the most. Fun stuff. If only we really should record these arguments for prosperity. Anyway, maybe for Halloween, Fairy continues, you can make some sort of choice adventure where you can get a treat or perform a trick. Maybe item acquisition versus fight area's random monster, and have the adventure randomly occur in all areas for the few days around Halloween. Are you okay with doing that?
Yeah, I can do that. I'd have to set something up, but it's doable.
Right, okay. Should be easy. We won't have to think too much for it as well. I'm still up for the idea that we either do no Halloween content or just give everyone a Halloween mask and say go crazy. There is very, very few people play this game, and we need to focus our attentions on the content for beta so we get more people to play this game rather than patter to those very few. Not that we don't love those very few, because we do love you all very much.
Well, by Halloween, we might be a lot closer to beta, and END's going to be leaving anyways, so we might be able to get something done. Not too much, but...
Yeah, you never know. I mean, we've done the first two quests, more or less. We need to finish the third one. The fourth one and fifth one are going to take a long time to do. And then there's all the content for non-quest-related stuff.
Side quests?
Well, not even that, just, you know, areas. Yeah. God, there is a lot of stuff to do for this game. And I'm leaving for 2 weeks, and so you guys are going to be doing it alone, and I know how very little you guys actually do when I'm not around, mostly. Well, you and Biscuit can do stuff on your own, because you guys are decoders, but I don't know. We'll see what happens. I'll be interested to see what is accomplished when I come back. So anyway, continuing from Fairy, gosh, Fairy is the new Wilson today, isn't she? Will there still be a bunch of meme references in beta, or will the humor revolve around original jokes? Or perhaps will you inadvertently create new memes? Shifty eyes. I think Quizog is a meme unto itself now, isn't it?
Right. You can attribute that to YKCX. So, mostly our humor is going to be meme references, but we might occasionally come up with a gem like Quizog.
Who says that we have to reference only memes? There's a ton of pop culture out there. There's webisodes, there's cartoons, there's movies, there's radio dramas, there's apple pie, you know, all that sort of good stuff. There's a lot of stuff that we can reference beside memes. And who knows, maybe we'll accidentally think of an original joke. It's very unlikely, but it just might happen. Gosh. Anyway, so continuing is, does anyone really call a female jock a jock? I dare postulate casting a female jock as a cheerleader, but maybe we shouldn't go there. No, not cheerleader, definitely not cheerleader. Female jock, it do exist. The thing about a cheerleader, is they're more along the lines of, like a preppy? Is that it?
Sort of.
Yeah. Whereas when we think jock, we think of really sporty people, rather than the really go-go-rah-sis-boom-bah type people.
Sorority.
I think the sorority girls are not going to be cheerleaders as much, just a really bitchy teen, young adults type of people.
Yes.
Gosh, we don't have sororities around here, so I'm just going along most of the American movies I've seen that have sororities in them. Anyway, so, continuing. Gosh, Fairy's got a wall of questions here. Wonderful. Okay, can we still have clans/cliques put in without anything multiplayer about it once beta rolls in? I like the whole clan feel and the ability to say all sorts of stuff in a cozy little chat channel. I'm guessing it still have to be to go in after beta because of the low numbers of active players, but plugs? I don't know how I feel about clans right now. How do you feel about clans?
I've been thinking about how I can do it. I can do it. If we want to put it in before beta, it won't take that long to get a basic thing done. But we'd wait a long time before we flesh it out, make it actually useful.
I think that we should do one of two things. Either we forget about clans until we're finished with a couple of things for beta, and I'm more inclined to do that. Or we get the first 5 quests in beta, but get a little bit more into beta first. I still think that we need to get in beta first. And then we'd put in clans in, but we'd give it the bare minimum, which is basically clan leader, their own chat channel, and a message board, and that's it.
Right.
We just leave it at the bare minimum, and once we've got a bit more time, we can flesh it out. Maybe if we've got a third coder that isn't Furial, because Furial is dead still. Because when Furial comes back, it's usually for a couple of days, and then he's disappeared again.
He will fix, like, one bug that we have no idea how to fix, and then it just kind of disappears.
Wow, so he's become the exterminator. The bug exterminator for the day. Wow. Jeez. What is actually keeping him? Is it just, inability to come online, or is he just lazy?
No, it's really neither. It's kind of personal stuff for him, so we won't go into it. But he's here when he's here, and he's not here right now.
Personal stuff, like he's having a baby or something. Good for him. Anyway, well, I don't know. Because I don't want to encroach on his life, but really, I'd rather his activity was more than null. If you know what I mean.
Right.
Anyway, moving onwards shortly. What else does Fairy say? Lost my place. Oh, there we are. This is probably a little JavaScript-y, but can there be a way to set auto-attack from the account menu? One-click kill that is better than two-click kill. What do you think, auto-attack?
I can do it. It won't be JavaScript, actually. I will code it in sometime later when, like, we've kind of separated up to where I'm coding stuff for alpha basic mechanics, and then kind of, you know, large mechanics for beta, chat, malls, trade, that kind of thing. And then once I get all that done, I'm going to go through and kind of add in functionality stuff.
What's actually happening with malls?
Tech never really decided, but I think we are going with a mall, and I've thought out how it can be done, what I need to do, and all that stuff. So, I mean, I could probably get it done in 2 or 3 days.
Okay, I'm thinking we should put it in the present and leave it there for, you know, ease.
Right.
And, oh gosh, how are we going to explain narratively why every college student has a mall store?
Well, we won't call it a mall, obviously, but okay, we'll say, like, a student stall or something to sell stuff, and we're not going to explain...
A student trade center.
Yeah, we're not going to explain why there are so many students that have this stall, but...
Or it could be a flea market.
Well,
you know, very. It could, or you know, maybe like a car boot sale type thing.
I don't know. We'll see.
You know, yeah, that'll be a huge hall inside the college campus, and there are tables everywhere, and you have to purchase space for a table. You put your stuff on the table, and you wait for say. It'll be similar to KOL and Aesthetic, right?
Sort of, yeah.
Okay. Well, then there you go. It's just a table inside of a hall, and you're paying for the ability to use that table.
Yeah.
Alright, simple done.
To answer your question, Fairy, yes, there will be an auto-attack setting, but not anytime soon.
Okay. And then there's an interesting little picture of who I assume is supposed to be Fairy, with some very stylish boots, may I ask.
And we skipped a question.
Did we? Where? On a related note, we get more complex choice adventure trees and base. Is that a question from her or is that you?
That is a question from her.
Okay, sorry, it's just very eerie. I said, on a related note, we get more complex choice adventure trees in beta. Yes. Oh boy, yes. Sorry, I thought that was from you, because you know how hard we've been working on that conversation tree, right?
Right.
Right, yeah, we've been working for the second quest on the conversation tree, which is practically made out of choice adventures. It's very... you guys will only see 4 choice adventures in a row, but... You know, it's actually a lot more depth into it than that, and EMD doesn't like it so much because she thinks it's too big, but really it's not. You guys, I mean, if you're trying to spade it all out, then yeah, it's going to take a long time to spade out, but really, to go through it like once, very quickly, you might not even notice it's there, But yeah, we've got a nice complicated system for the choice adventure for that specific bit. And if I can get my way, that won't be the last. Definitely won't be the last. Those are interesting. Those are fun.
Right.
Hell of a lot of work, but fun.
And something else. It won't be just, you know, quest-related. I have a few plans of my own to make extensive choice-adventure-type things that, like, will take five adventures instead of one, and they're huge, giant mazes of interlocked choice-adventures in tribute to rogue-like games.
Which reminds me, at some point I'm going to have to finish off that sewer idea I had and to kind of show it to you, because it is extremely complicated.
Right, that will use this too, so...
It will probably need a little bit more to it than just the choice adventure, though definitely the choice adventure will be essential.
See, I made the system so that we can go beyond the normal choice adventure thing, like you pick this, you get a non-combat result type thing. We can do all sorts of things, and we can make it non-traditional, we can do new stuff with it. So that's what we're going to try to do.
We have the power to do anything we want! Is basically what you're saying, right?
Right.
Excellent. So, anything else you wish to add to that?
No, I'm good.
Okay, moving on to Wilson, who has 7 questions. Oh, boy. Questions, 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 he begins. What happened to the last show? Who will ever know what answers to all my questions were? Oh, wait a minute, he's referring to the broken show that I fixed. Woo. I'm not exactly sure what happened there, but I think that there was some strange thing when I converted the Audacity file into an MP3, because my original MP3 was kind of busted as well. And I unknowingly uploaded a busted version. Luckily, I still had the Audacity stuff, so I just made another MP3 and tested that it was okay. I have no idea what happened. I'm just assuming it kind of gave up converting halfway through. It was like Audacity saying, okay, time's up, I'm bored, I'm gonna have a drink. And just left it there. Anyway, question numero due says, from Wilson, will there ever be a place for old questions, or will there always continue to be obliterated and dumped into the oblivion of nothingness? Well, actually, there is a place where all the old questions are kept for prosperity, and that would be the archives of all the shows. Wouldn't you say that's good enough?
Yeah. It wouldn't hurt to, like, move them into an actual archive thread, I guess, or...
I guess, but I don't really see the point. If you want to see your questions, then you just go through the shows.
When we have an actual radio show, maybe.
When we have an actual radio show, I don't really know what's going to happen, because if we have an actual radio show, it might be on stream. I don't want to be too optimistic, but who knows, we might have a Radio KOL type thing going on. If which case, who knows what will happen. Right?
Right.
Okay, moving onwards. Number 3 is, will there be a confirmation message that appears if you have successfully lurked or de-lurked? Yeah, what's going on with that?
Well, you see,
this is where the coder tries to get out of any responsibility of doing it.
I don't know. It seems like there are so many useless messages already, and it's like, you just type /lurk, nothing showed up on the screen. You're probably lurking, but...
Why don't you make it just say in a private little thing, now lurking?
I guess I could... Oh god, the battery. One sec.
Yeah? What? The battery? The battery? What's happening? Are we running out of power? We need more power! What's going on? Yeah, it sounds like he's ran out of power and he now is furiously rubbing the carpet in order to get more static electricity built up.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm doing. No, I'm on the laptop. I had to plug in the charger.
Oh, I see. You needed to get the hamsters on their wheels running to build up enough generated power.
But I could, with a little effort, go put in a message for lurking and de-lurking.
I think you should, because if you're new to it and you don't know how the lurk feature works, you might not know what you're doing.
Right. Okay.
So just make it say, you know, lurk, now lurking, and when you say, when you do lurk again, it says, stop lurking or something like that.
Do I have to put it in the chat frame, or can I just echo it into the message entry pane?
It would be better if it was in the chat pane, because that's where you're likely to pay attention.
Alright.
If you can make it also so it's invisible on the blog, on the chat log, because otherwise we're going to get a heck of a lot of those to go through.
Actually, because I am so lazy, I've been using the same thing, to send, like, any message, like, if you change channels or if you send a PM, I'm using the same thing, and Biscuit's editing all of those out of the chat log already, so it'll automatically catch. Yay, laziness.
Does that mean you're actually having messages with people and deleting them so that we can't see what you're saying? Ooh, what shenanigans are you getting up to?
We did nothing of the sort.
Deleting their messages as they go along to avoid incriminating behavior being captured on documentation. Ah, very, very, very suspicious stuff there. Gonna have to keep a closer eye on you, you tricky devster. Yeah, this is the thing about the coders, is that they have the most power over this game. It's pretty much why they're getting away with adding random content. It's because they can. Anyway,
Question four.
Okay. When you enter an invalid command into chat, the message still appears WHO. Eh? What is he talking about?
He's talking about, like, if you typo a command, which we call fail with a PH.
Of course. So basically when you do something that SBF does all the time.
Right. There's no way we can really screen out all of these, because...
The easy way to do it is to screen out everything with a forward slash in front of it, like AOL does.
Yeah, but, I mean, even if you do that, what if you just put who, and you forgot the slash, or you put a period instead of the slash?
Well, then you're screwed, and you deserve to be laughed at.
I think you should always be laughed at if you mess up, so... I mean...
This is the vindictive mind of our coders.
Right. And if you mess up with slash who, that will teach you not to do it next time.
Yeah. You're not allowed second chances. You screw up, you deserve to be ridiculed. That's basically what you're saying.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Okay, well, you've heard it here first. You need to pay attention to your chat commands. Anyway, I don't know, I still think that you should be a bit more lenient, but, nah, I'm not really that fussed. If you want to be that horrible, sure, go ahead. I mean, you know, if we're asking Satan to do our coding, you're gonna expect some pain. Anyway, question number 5. Will the 255 character limit for signatures ever be bumped up? This is a forum thing. I don't understand how the forums work.
Well, probably not, because it, you know, this is PHP BB 3. It's not our code, so I'm not familiar with it, how to change it up. But one thing, I don't know if it's been mentioned yet, but I am sort of considering, it's the next question. I am sort of considering,
wonderful.
Creating my own forum system, kind of like we have the message system, the chat system, so we'll be able to integrate it in. You won't have to go make your own account. And we'll be able to set all this stuff and change it. But right now, I don't think we can change...
Will you be able to keep all the stuff that's in the forums currently? Brand spanking shiny new.
Yeah, it'll be new because
okay, that's fine. We could just make this we could just tone down this forum and make that the official forum, and this one we keep for the devsters' use because we use the forum like hell, don't we?
We haven't posted in there in like 3 days.
What are you talking about? I've been updating it all the sorts of things with the questing information.
If you update, I can't tell that something's being done because it doesn't turn red. If it's not red, I don't click on it.
I know. I'm using the forums for documentation rather than for, you know, talking to you guys because we've got the chat now. We don't really need to talk through the forums like we used to.
Right.
So, yeah, I've been using it for documentation, so all our information is up there. So if someone was able to hack it, they'd probably be able to... Earl would probably be able to keep us safe, wouldn't he?
Well, that's one thing about creating our own form system. And we can put in our own security. It'll be harder to break than, you know, the default security, I guess. So.
Excellent. Okay, well, there we go. We've got a project to work on once we've run out of stuff.
Right.
And the microphone is getting closer and closer to my throat. because I'm using my microphone rather than the mic next to my feet, now I have to have the mic pretty much inside my mouth, and I'm having a hard time not swallowing it. By the way, are you able to make the limit higher than 10 posts per page for the forum?
No, I'm not, which is another thing we could change if I made my own forum system.
Good, because that is a really, really obnoxious way for the forum to behave.
Right. If I do make the forum system, I'm going to think ahead and implement all these things so that they can be changed person by person.
Excellent. Brilliant. Jeez, you got your work cut out for you. This is all stuff that's probably going to be... Bear in mind, people, this is all stuff that's probably going to be happening once we're finished with the immediate stuff, like beta.
Like, so, probably after we release the actual reset mechanic.
You mean the cupcake?
Right. Cupcake.
What, the midway or the cupcake?
The cupcake, but it's not going to be a cupcake anymore because you guys spoiled the cupcake.
It's going to be a cupcake. I have my say over what the content is, and it's going to be a cupcake by hell or high water. If you really want to change it, then call it something else, like a brownie, but I'd prefer it to be a cupcake so very much. In fact, you know what, I might go as far to mention every sort of dairy treat, so no matter what we do, it'll be spoiled, so we might as well do a cupcake. Do you want me to go that far, Satan? Do you want me to do it? Are you certain?
No,
because I will. I will go that far. I will take it to the next level. You want to mess with me? I'll mess with you if you want to. Are you want me to do that? Are you certain? Are you sure?
No.
Damn straight. So, what other things? Okay, question numeral 7 from Wilson is, what is the purpose of the negative value in this table for width? What is this referring to?
This is the level bar thing.
Negative 15,310. It goes into negative space.
Right. What happened is, Fire coded this up, and
Ferial did all this.
Yes, Ferial, Fire, whoever. He coded this up, and he used an order leveling formula. But when we changed the level formulas, I don't know how his works anymore, and I haven't been able to figure out how to change it to work with my formula. So some of the values are kind of messing up now, but when I figure out how it works, this will be changed.
What you could do is just scrap it and start from scratch.
Right.
That seems to work best when it comes to Ferial stuff. It seems to be what you've been doing all along.
I might do that, but I'm not that good with tables, so.
Fair enough. Well, you know, learn as you go along. This is pretty much what we've been doing, and it's been working out semi-okay.
Right.
Who knows, maybe this will be a game by the time we reach 2009. How long have we been working on this for?
Since April, right?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So roughly, a couple of weeks shy of half a year. April and May to June, July to August to September. Yeah, a couple of weeks, maybe a month shy of half a year. 5 months, is that okay?
Yeah.
There we go. Okay, on a special note to the creator of whom isn't here. The spam was not complete spam, he says. I was Well, are you breathing into your mic so very heavily? Sorry. The spam was not complete spam, he says. I was testing the message system and found 2 bugs. Satan was too lazy to fix them. Oh, naughty, naughty Satan. But thanks to Biscuit... it's a good thing we hired Biscuit. One of them was fixed. If you devs would give me something to bug test, I wouldn't have to go to such lengths to find the bugs in Soulraver. Okay, here's something for you guys to bug test. We need you to keep on working on the differences and balancings of the cliques as we add new combat features, such as combat items, ranged weapons, and spells.
But
which I think need... Yeah?
To explain the bugs, one of them is actually... not exactly a bug. The message length was set to 2001 characters, and it was adding on quotes, so it was only letting you take 1999 characters. This is because I did not know this. We have magic quotes turned on, which is a thing in PHP which does stuff you don't want it to do. We haven't turned it off because we didn't find out until after we'd already done all of this coding that relied on it.
That's a brilliant thing about code, is that there can be a screw-up-the-game button just on the side.
Right, remember when I turned off register globals and...
It screwed everything up because we were using registered globals like hell.
Right, I did not know this, but Fire had been using it, so...
Fire means ferial, just in case you didn't know.
Right, I'm afraid to turn it off now because, remember, one of the tables actually just zeroed out everywhere when we did that, so...
Well, here's what you do. Make a backup of everything, switch it off, and see what happens.
The text output and SQL queries would die everywhere. I'm not even sure we want to turn it off at this point. You can just deal with your 1999 characters instead of 2001.
I suppose. Speaking of which, there's one thing that has been bugging me in terms of the messages is the size of the message box. It is very small and quite claustrophobic.
Is it? I mean, I thought it stretched out to the edge of the page. But some of the messages seem to be overflowing, so I need to figure out how to...
No, in terms of the message box, the one you write into. It's just a small something by something square, of which the text, you know, like 9 lines, and it's full, and it holds, like, you know, it doesn't hold a lot, so it's quite claustrophobic. I'm wondering if you can make that box maybe the size of the page, or something like that?
I can make it bigger.
Good, because it just isn't very inviting to write a lot, and also it makes it harder to check what you've written.
Right.
And also, could you make it so when you write a enter, the enter
that
button, it does an automatic line break?
Right, we can't do that. Because it's a related problem. Like, you know how when you enter a message and it shows what you typed, all of the quotes are, they've got the little slash in front of them?
Yeah.
This is because of magic quotes. And, like,
oh,
when...
God.
What we have to do now, because of that, is, like, do an escape-type routine on the string. You don't need to know what that means. But basically...
No, I do not.
It means we can't do new lines or breaks in the text right now.
Well, could you make it so when you press enter, it does an automatic, arrow.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, enter makes it on the actual page. You say enter, you know, line VR line.
No, we can't. Until we turn off magic quotes. It just won't.
Ah, those friggin' magic quotes.
Yes.
This has been something that Furiel has had a lifelong obsession with, right?
I think so, because, like, a lot of the early code relies on it.
Jeez. Ah, God. Well, Furiel, we love you, but you've been screwed, but your stuff has been just making things harder. You see, the thing is with Furiel is that he knew the most about what was going on. He knew the most about coding at the time, didn't he?
Right.
Your coding skill was... How was it back then?
I was, like, an apprentice, and he was the master. Now the apprentice has exceeded the master slightly.
And the master has had too many drunken nights.
Right.
Or something along those lines. So, yeah, you're basically... So, basically, the apprentice... The pupil has surpassed the master, and you're realizing just how inexperienced the master really was.
I wouldn't say he's inexperienced, he just...
Well, not inexperienced, but just how messy.
Right,
Which is quite funny, because he was complaining about your coding being very messy.
Yeah.
Furiel, if you're listening to this, I don't mean any disrespect to you, but... If you kind of joined in a bit more, then you'd be able to defend yourself.
That's true.
Okay. So, is that... Yeah, that's the end of Wilson's stuff. The purple man is done with his questions. Entity Sorcerer is saying that SBF is banned from typing. Well, he hasn't been typing today, so that's fine. Okay, so I'll just remind him he's not allowed to type anything. It's going to make communication quite difficult for the chat, but we'll see what we can do. Maybe you can get one of those voice recognition things for the typing. Okay, NC Sorcerer has an actual question now. It may just be me, but the radio podcast seems to be... Oh god, that thing. Yes, I fixed it. Stop going on about it. Okay, and NC Sorcerer continued to says stuff, more stuff. Should I read this out?
No, it's not necessary, really.
Yeah, he's basically complaining about how I'm either too loud or quiet. SBF is too noise, TAC, too something, and Biscuit is too,
not
buzz.
Here. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Biscuit, if only you were here, you would be able to, speak. He wouldn't be able to do... Well, he wouldn't be able to fly, would he? Anyway, what else does he say? He says, you guys should get Juggalo as an artist. Who is Juggalo?
I don't know who Juggalo is. Does he have a character?
I don't know. I've never heard of this man before. If his style's a bit different from AMD, then I'm inclined to refuse on principle of consistency.
He's not a player on SR, so he's probably from, like, KOL or something. I've never heard of him, so...
I don't know. If EMD dies or gives up on us, and he's still interested, then we'll give him a call, maybe, but... I don't know. For the time being, I think we should only have one artist for consistency's sake. Also, no offense to Juggalo, I've never seen his art, but EMD is a pretty damn good artist with a very good... ability to get things done on time, and I don't want to kind of get rid of that if we were to get someone new, you know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, she knows that she's not going to be able to be here for the November, so she's been working her hands off. If you were able to see all the stuff that she's been drawing, it would blow you away. It's so good. It's quite amazing. And yeah, that's all the inflating of her ego I'm going to be doing for now. She knows we love her stuff. Okay. So that's why the creator couldn't join us for the show. He's getting married. He says he can't make it for a wedding. So yeah, our creator can't make the show because he's getting married at 14. The things they do in Connecticut, is that right? No, he's not in Connecticut, is he?
Illinois, maybe?
Illinois. The things they do in Illinois.
Let's just say California.
No, it's not California. He's not in California.
He's not?
I don't think he's in California.
Pennsylvania?
No, that's Biscuit.
Indiana.
Indiana? I know very little about the geography of America, so I'm just assuming it's a place.
Well, I forgot where he lives.
Probably for the best.
Oh, wait. Look at his location.
Oh, that would be a good idea.
Right. Illinois, Chicago. So
he's in Illinois. Okay, well, I guess you can get away with a lot in Illinois then. So yeah, he's getting married. He hasn't yet told us who his blushing bride is. Yeah, his brushing bride. We don't know who his brushing bride is. Who's going to be brushing his blides? What the heck's a blide? I need to do a Google search to see if a blide exists. What's a blide?
There is a rumor that we are going to spread right now that is a Russian mail order bride, which is the only way this would be legal.
You know what it actually is?
Yes, I know.
It's a French catapult.
French what?
Catapult type thing. If you do a Google search and then go to pictures, you get a bunch of catapults.
For a blide.
Yeah, BLIDE. But yeah, it's a Russian mail order bride as well. He managed to import a bride from Russia, and he's very happy with her. The reason he hasn't been around lately is because he's been having too much fun with her, and she's also into gay porn, so they've been having quite a good amount of time together.
If only he was here to defend himself.
Yeah, this is pretty much what happens when a devster isn't able to come on the radio. They are unable to defend themselves, and thus we are able to say whatever the heck we want. We should probably say more about EMD to kind of encourage her to come on to defend herself, but I can't be bothered. Let's say that she is, I don't know. I can't think of anything for her. She'll never come on anyway.
Nope.
Anyway, now. So, yeah, we're out of questions.
There is one question, not on the forums, but in chat.
I'm not in chat.
Yeah, Missing No is asking, when consumable type stuff gets implemented, can we have a Falcon Punch beverage?
Oh, and God. This is in reference to your damn signature, isn't it?
Technically, it is.
Oh, God.
This is actually from the Mastermind.
Smash. Yeah?
Olaf came up with the Falcon Punch thing. I mean, he didn't come up with it, but he suggested it to me when I had to do a project or something from some class. So we came up with a bunch of catch slogans based on Power Thirst for this. So probably, yes, there will be some type of reference to Falcon Punch.
I like, do you enjoy Birds of Prey?
Yes.
I kind of keep forgetting that a falcon is a bird of prey. No, it's not a falcon that I keep forgetting, it's a hawk.
And actually, me and my friends made a video based, like, a commercial for this thing.
Oh, good. Really?
It totally sucked and we couldn't make it play.
Have you put it on YouTube?
I put part of it on YouTube. It was just
link,
like
Link.
But,
upload and link.
We were going to fail, and I drew up like a comic about it at the last moment, which I don't have anymore.
We were going to fail.
It was awesome.
Wow. Excellent. Power first, all the stuff. Considering what we finally, after huge amounts of argument and shouting, what we finally decided what's going to be our energy and turn system, I think that we could involve something. But if we're going to call it, maybe not Falcon Punch, because I think that's too obvious. Maybe, you could call it Falcon Punch if you want, but I'm not entirely sure about it. How about we finish this game before we actually start thinking of additional stuffs?
Right.
Falcon Punch.
Wow. I think that is all the questions.
Yeah, that's been all the questions. So, what have you been up to on these fine days recently, Mr. Satan Man, sir?
College classes, watching Inuyasha, and...
Yeah, Satan is a real anime nut.
I watch good animes. That's what I do.
I'd like to watch more anime, but I haven't very often. I've just recently got into BitTorrent, and I was able to see for the very first time Spirited Away.
It was an okay movie.
I don't know, people keep quoting it as the anime-type movie.
It's really not, but...
And I've heard good things about Akira.
I haven't seen it yet.
What do you recommend as a good movie of the anime variety? Movie, not TV series. I don't think it's a good idea for I download an entire TV series.
There is one TV series that I would recommend, which is called Code Geass.
I say no TV series, and he recommends a TV series. Give me a movie!
There is, like, no anime movie that is not already based on some anime. I mean, there are a few, but not that many, and certainly not that many good ones.
I'm fine with those based off mangas.
If there's a manga on it, it's going... probably straight to anime, and then if it's successful enough, then it will go to a movie. I mean, it's hardly
okay.
Ever...
Okay, listen, I'm challenging you on this. I'm gonna go to Wikipedia and see what they have to say.
Okay.
Let's see, anime...
I can
movies.
Think of...
This is probably the most interesting part of the video. Wow, I can't find anything.
I can think of, like, maybe three movies, and none of them are exceptionally good. You have to go with an anime if you want to get good content, because there's just no way they can fit good stuff into 1-2 hours, stuff like that, so...
Oh, boy. Okay, how long does it take to download an entire series?
For... Code Geass, which is 26 episodes, it took me three, four days to download
how many,
it.
How many gigabytes, whatever, does it take up?
Code Geass, the first series was 1 or 2 gigabytes.
Wow.
I can actually check exactly what it was right now. It's really not that much if you don't have download limits, but if you do, it's like... Okay.
I have disk space.
Right.
You know, that reminds me, I'm going to have to go through all the movies I've seen and delete a couple of them at some point.
Right. It was okay. Exactly 1.54 gigabytes for the first series of Code Geass. But it is an excellent series. It is totally worth it.
Okay. What's it about?
It's about, like, this... it starts out being based on... a war between Britannia and Japan, or Nippon. Anyways, Britannia starts taking over all the different countries in the world, and it invades Japan with these mechs, giant robotic soldiers.
Metal Gear gone?
Yes, and it totally... kicks Japan's ass, and then it renames it to Area 11. And then the whole plot of the show is that a rebellion group tries to take Japan back from Britannia, and they have a leader who has a special power called Deus, which he receives in the story.
I just found a list of anime films.
How many of them don't have an anime already related to them?
Well, okay, there's Akira. It doesn't actually say whether it's based off an anime or not. It just tells me if it's a movie. There's quite a nice big list. I know it's not separated because I just saw Yu-Gi-Oh! The movie. Oh my god, there are loads. There's the Pokemon movies, and then, oh, there's Perfect Blue. I think I saw that once when I was really young and I got bored. Perfect Blue is about this kind of utopian type, dystopian future world with water and stuff. I can't remember, I wasn't paying too much attention.
I know there is one about a castle in the sky. KOL, one of its adventures references it in the.
That's made by the same guy that made Spirited Away.
Right. Basically, the only movies that you're going to get not based on an anime are from that guy. So
there's Cost. What about Akira?
Isn't that based on an anime, or?
Nope. It's based on
it's based on the manga. It is. I don't know. I haven't read Akira yet, seen it.
It's supposed to be one of. I just realized how bored our listeners probably are by this. let's just stop. Let's just
right.
stop. Okay.
Sorry for going.
Jeez, we've been going on for almost an hour. If you guys made it past the first 46 minutes without getting bored, then I commend you. Okay, so let's end this trailing wreck before we get too far off topic. Okay,
goodbye.
So enjoy yourselves.
Yes.